This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, goodness, that's me running in to save the day. Thank you so much for being here. End of July. Can you believe that? July 26th, 2009. That is the year flying by, but so is the decade. Fortunately for me, I feel so young. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for being here with us today. Your local source for camping and backpacking supplies and kayaks, canoes, outdoor footwear. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports encourages you to discover the outdoor adventures right on your doorstep here in Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley in area state and national parks. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is in the Barracks Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville. They're in Wintergreen in Richmond and at online, brms.com. All right. We are ready for a full hour this time around, and a big shout-out, thank you, to Lee Channing for being here with us. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Much better, much easier, at peace with myself after calling you at the last minute to go, Lee, please, Lee, please, will you come on and be on the show?
I was just sitting in the parking lot waiting for you to call, so.
Good. Good to know. Because for some reason, and I'll ask you about this a little later in the hour, I dug myself this big hole where, you know, for the last year or so, I've been really good lining everything up weeks in advance, occasionally maybe needing something to do, the same week because of whatever, people having things going on in their lives and needing to change a Sunday. But this time around, it was late, and I didn't have anything that I was going to do. All the conversations had been about weeks in advance. Who can save the day for me? Lee Channing! Yay!
I put my little cape on, and, it's always good to be here, so.
Well, and thank you for being here with us. And a quick shout-out to those folks who are listening on Harrisonburg's 95.1, one of the newer numbers here for WNRN. If you're listening, write down the phone number wherever you are. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's a toll-free if you're listening in Harrisonburg or Richmond or Lynchburg or any of the other WNRN stations that maybe it's just not local on your phone dial. So 979-0919 and 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We're going to be talking to Lee Channing. Lee, I've already shouted your name out a half dozen times, but I shouldn't assume that everybody knows why you're here. NRN always uses the term intuitive analyst for you. For those who are going, what the heck is that? The lesser polite term that others might use is psychic.
Absolutely, and that's absolutely fine. Don't worry about that.
And you've been on this program for, I think we determined now, it's at least a decade.
Yep. Absolutely.
Maybe we're a semester longer. Rusty's looking at me like I'm nuts. By the way, my dog is in the floor behind you. I have no clue. My sense of time changes from day to day. I can't remember what I did last Sunday if people ask because I just move forward like that, always looking forward. But Lee Channing, the psychic or intuitive analyst, some people listen to that and go, yes, she's back on again, because the phone rings regularly. Sean McCord is here today to work up a sweat, passing information back and forth to us in the studio. But Lee Channing, the intuitive analyst, explain a little bit about what that is and how you get this ability, how this ability came about to you.
Oh, well, it's magic. No, sorry. I couldn't help myself there, Rick. No, when I was in my early 20s, I began to have very vivid clairvoyant episodes where I would see things in my mind's eye and realize that along at the same time, I could read people's energy. I always saw color and light around people. And so I started to do some research on my own here through the University of Virginia. I went to the University of Minnesota for 2 years and studied parapsychology. And as a result of that, what happened was that I began to do personal reading. So what I have done, and it's evolved over the many years that I've done it, is I read your energy. When I'm on WNRN, what happens, people call in with any sort of question about a job, about a relationship, about color. We do a lot of work with color. I have a book out on how to use color in your life. From an intuitive perspective. So it's really about reading energy, to make it very simple. It's not about predicting the future. I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, so I do past life regressions and any sort of hypnotherapy work that someone may need. But I really enjoy just simply reading energy. It has come, has become such a part of who I am over the past 10, 15, 20 years that, you know, I can do it long distance. I don't need your name. You can call in and be anonymous. I just tune into the energy of the question and give a response. Of course, on the radio, it's a bit of a brief response. But I notice every time we're on the show, people are calling when we're leaving, when we're walking out the door. So I want to encourage everybody to call in a little bit earlier so we don't miss people at the end of the show. You might want to listen to a few of the other questions and my responses. But it's just, to me, I am so blessed. I love doing my work. I've done it for almost 30 years now. And it's truly about simply reading the energy and talking about what's going on at the current time.
All right. So you talk about possibly listening to others' questions and the answers to them. And you mentioned color. By the way, you have a book on color. People can, you can find that on Amazon.com, right?
Right. Yeah, it's available.
So Channing, Channing.
Right. And it's on my website, spiritsevolving.com as well. So.
And we'll mention that throughout the hour for those of you who, for whatever reason, are not writing it down when you hear it. But let's start with color, because the book is about color. You mentioned that color plays a key part in your abilities.
Yes, it does.
And by the way, you know, let me toss this out there real quick. I believe in psychic abilities. I believe that most people are full of it, and they're just trying to get your money from that. But Lee Channing has given me faith that she is honest in what she does, and honest in her questions, and open in her abilities, and learn to use it. So for
thank
whatever
you.
That's worth for me.
Thank you. To me, it means a lot, so thank you very much.
But let's start with colors. We do this every time, and Rusty even told me, I saw Rusty this week during our different work things. Rusty said, I'm going to wear a shirt. I got to think about what kind of shirt to wear for Lee Channing.
Boy.
So let's take a moment and do both of our shirts and start with Rusty.
Oh, we have to start with Rusty because he's in big, big trouble. Yeah.
Oh, he had a bad hour, or I shouldn't say that, but mm-hmm. He seemed to be a little frazzled when I got here today.
Well, you know what the color yellow does for you? Yellow is the solar plexus. It's the color of thinking, frustration, moving too fast, you know, that static energy where you have a lot of stress. It's the color of stress and frustration and overthinking and doing too much and moving too fast. And just to look at Rusty, he's on the floor at the moment. Yes, he said he blew it. He absolutely blew it. Next time, before you get dressed on a stressful morning, call me.
But I thought, because, and you've said this before, each color has its strengths and weaknesses.
Absolutely.
I thought yellow was the color of intellect and intelligence.
It is.
That's
it
my
is.
Memory from
yes.
something you've told me when I wore my yellow shirt.
It
although
is.
Rusty's looks faded, and that's gotten me busted before.
Well, true. But you're faded today, too, so we'll give both of you.
I think it's just the color itself, not the shirt.
It's a beautiful shirt, Rusty. No, the color yellow is the color of clear thinking. So it's the color of the mind. If you're going to go take an exam, you want to think about being bright and being alert and being awake. But if you're already overstimulated, you know, if you've got too much going on, you're very, very stressed. It's also the color of stress and moving too fast. So if you wake up and you need to be wide awake and alert, put the yellow shirt on. But if you don't need to focus and if you want to try to calm things down a little bit, the complementary color is purple. The shades of different shades of blue work very well. So Rusty would have been much better off this morning with a nice light blue shirt on.
Yeah. And that's because he had so many things to do. I mean, being
right.
behind this keyboard, especially, you know, it's one thing for you and I to talk face
right.
to face.
Right.
But for Rusty to have to tell us, what am I doing next? How long does that song play?
Right.
You know, answer the phone, give out information.
Right.
That's too much for him.
He was already stimulated from life in general. You know, he must have had a stressful couple of days. So he's already sort of moving too fast. So he was certainly one. He could have worn a purple shirt with a yellow trim. You know, have a little yellow in there. Think a little yellow. Color is an amazing, amazing tool for growth.
Rusty,
you don't have to wear it.
Rusty, did you tell Lee about your week? Because when I saw Rusty,
Rusty is crawling on the floor. I don't know why,
he's just
but I have to say
away.
That.
But I saw Rusty on second half of the week. It was Thursday, Friday, and he came in and I said, "How you doing?" And he just kind of took a deep sigh and shook his head. He's like, "Man, this has been a long, rough week. Working late, working on this specialty project." And so, you mentioned, did you tell Lee that?
I told her I was here yesterday.
He just said he was here yesterday.
Radio okay. yesterday
right. You did radio yesterday morning.
I told you, Rick, it's magic.
Okay, it is magic. Well, good.
Decent you.
All right, 11:10. If you'd like to call up with your question about work, medicine, relationships, et cetera, Lee doesn't particularly have a special focus. We've taken all these questions in the past.
Animals as well.
Animals. Yeah, we're going to get into my animal. Lazarus is here with me today. We're going to talk about that. But one more time, we always seem to do my shirt. And you say this is faded. Is it faded or is this just the dull color of the shirt?
Well, it's sort of a pale green, but it's that kind of look that's, you know, it's sort of a green and white mix. Actually,
you know,
when
it's
you
tough
at
after
it.
10 years and pretty much two or even three times a year. I don't have but that many shirts to wear that you haven't seen. So I'm digging around and here's a new, brand new one. That seems like I'm particularly using that. Oh, I haven't worn this one in ages. I don't think Lee has ever seen this shirt.
You overthink. Yeah, well. Turn that yellow energy down. Excuse me. No, the green that you have on is actually a pretty safe green, because if you wear a bright, vivid green, that's the heart center. So many times you'll get a little over-emotional with green. I have several people that I've worked with recently, particularly one woman that I'm thinking about. Every time I see her, I bump into her, and she's local. She wears a lot of green, and yet she complains constantly about being overly emotional, about being drawn into others' dramas, about being drawn into too many emotions. And the color green is the heart center. So it is about emotion, but it's also about balance. Whenever you wear green, you are either feeling pretty well balanced for the moment, or you need to make sure you feel balanced. You actually feel pretty well balanced today. So green may have been attractive to you because it is a symbol of being balanced. So, and it is emotional. So you're an emotional being. You have a lot of emotions.
That's
more
true.
No, you are. More than most. More than most people, you are very emotionally oriented in a healthy way. Not emotionally out of balance, but you have a lot of emotions. You feel a lot. I'm so happy Lazarus is here. He's one of the most beautiful spirits in a dog form I've ever seen. He's only got one eye and looks like maybe a half a tail. I think he's had some rough times, but he is gorgeous, and he loves to have his ears scratched. So I'm glad that he's here. And my granddaughter will probably come by later, so she'll get to meet Lazarus too. So, but I think as far as your energy being emotional, green, for a lot of people, I'd say don't wear much green. For you, your emotions are in balance enough that green's absolutely fine for you. You're blessed with the ability to wear a lot of different colors. You know, different days, you will certainly feel differently. But my guess is that if you wore the shirt Rusty had on, you'd probably feel a little too clear-headed almost. You know, it would be a little bit much for you. I think it would overstimulate you. So I don't think you'd enjoy it for any length of time.
It didn't look like Rusty was enjoying it much when I got here this morning either.
He wasn't. And he still isn't. He's not crawling on the floor anymore, however. But
all right. Let's take our first call.
Okay.
We have Susan from Nelson. Hey, Susan.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Question for Lee.
Yes. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee. Hi, Susan. How are you?
I have a question about a relationship I'm in.
Okay.
Very loving. I feel like I've known this person either in a previous lifetime or a different ethereal plane. Could you comment on that?
Right, absolutely. You're absolutely right, number one. It's today feels like, it's odd, I think I've said absolutely four times. Today is a day of absolute energy. It's a day of, Rusty may have been right or more correct, actually, than I think, because I think it is a very clear energy day. So I think a lot of people are going to be calling and kind of already have the answers, but absolutely, there's a connection between the two of you that is very old. I always relate that to past life. Some people who don't have that belief system prefer to say there's, you know, some sort of ancestor in common, or there are a lot of experiences in common in this life. It can vary quite a bit, but I think that You have found your way into the right place at the right time. Now, that doesn't mean there, you know, there can't be ups and downs and changes in form, in, even in a healthy relationship. But you might consider, you know, having a past life regression. You may consider just programming your dreams to think about past lives. Tell your dreams that you would like to see some unusual pictures. Because I think if you can learn to pay attention to your dreams, there's a lot of energy there. So thank you so much for calling, Susan.
All right. Susan, anybody else can dial up and ask your question. 979-0919-1877 WNR and Rocks with Lee Channing here. Her business, I guess, that's the only proper way to put it, in Ivy, just down the road, actually, from the WNRN station, spiritsevolving.com, and you can go online and look for her book at Amazon. What's that name again?
Yeah, the book is called Intuitive Color Awareness Guide, and it's a wonderful little book. It's self-published, and I've enjoyed it so much and have been getting wonderful feedback, and it's literally a guide. It's not a book that you sit down and read. You would sit down, maybe glance through it, read some of the visualizations, decide what color sort of drew your attention, and read about that color. And within that color, it has a visualization and talks about different oils you can use, you know, different ways that you can dress and sheets and towels and different ways to bring that color into your life.
And I'm aware that Rusty has that book, and it's easy to pick on it, but he obviously didn't check it out before coming to work.
That's right. Next time, look at the book, Rusty.
I see somebody's on the 979 number, but the 1-877 WNRN Rocks, the toll-free number from a little further outside of town, is available. You can call up, ask Lee your question. This happens sometimes, but you have the ability to focus on where the question is coming from. So if someone is afraid that their voice might be recognized, et cetera, you're welcome to pass your question along through Sean, and we've had that work in the past.
That would be just fine. Yep. That would be just fine. So, Sean can write the question down and bring it in, and we'll just read the question, and I'll respond.
1-877 WNRN Rock. Since that caller's on the line right now, let me take a moment and do this. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly cloudy with showers and 50% thunderstorms today. Highs 85 to 90. Even warmer, lower 90s in Richmond. Cloudy with a 50% chance of showers tonight. Lows 62 to 67 and still warmer in Richmond. Cloudy, showers, and a 40% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs in the upper 80s. Right now, there's a cloud here and there across the listening area. 80 in the valley, 80 in Lynchburg, 86 in Richmond, and a warm 77 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And support today also coming from NBC29. Covering the news is a team effort, and you can be part of the team. The number to report news when you see it is 434-220-2970. That's NBC29 News in HD. You can find them at sunrise, noon, 5, 5:36, and 11. And now at 10 p.m. on CW29, 29.3 in Charlottesville, Comcast 12. NBC29 just about everywhere, it seems. And let me give a shout-out to those folks, Jack and Jane Bunting, Brenda Clement-Jones, and my dad, Wayne Moore, for contributing to the WNRN Fund Drive this past spring. It's because of people like them that you have the wake-up call on air every Sunday at 11. It's also because of program underwriters like the ones you're hearing this hour, as well as the Student Bookstore and Mona Lisa Pasta. So stay tuned. Tell a friend about other special shows that you like and other programming here on WNRN, and be sure to support us during the next Fun Drive upcoming this September. All right, we're going to take a call from Vicki in Dyke. All right, Vicki.
Hi.
Hey, what's your question?
Well, I have a cat, and I've had him for 10 years, and I have this very deep emotional connection with him. And he became ill, and I was worrying about him late one night, and all of a sudden this voice came out in me, and it said, "Please don't let me lose you. I've already lost you once before." And I feel like we've got a connection from the past, and I just wondered what Lee might have to say about this.
Well, what a wonderful question and comment, and I appreciate you calling in. And it's, you know, it's just as I expected it. Everybody this morning is really in tune. And I had a woman contact me via email this week that her dog had died a couple of years ago, and she's convinced that he's coming back, and she's been having dreams that he's coming back sometime very soon, and wants to schedule a time with me so we can talk about it. And I do believe, in fact, I know, I can't say believe, in my heart, I really know that we have connections with our animals that can vary from animal to animal, but they do come back. That's my firm belief, that human beings come back as spirits grow and mature and evolve, and animals come to help us. The animals are our angels. They are angelic spirits that are here to support us. I have Lazarus with his head in my lap right at the moment, and he's giving me a great deal of support, so I'm glad he's here. But I feel like, to be very personal, this cat is a very powerful spirit, the cat that you're talking about, and your connection is never-ending. So that will go on as long as you come in human form, your spirit decides to return, that animal spirit is going to be here. And it doesn't always have to be in the form of a cat. It could be in some other form, but I think you've picked it up very accurately, and that's going to continue. So I think enjoy every second of it, even when it's time. I had a wonderful dog for 15 years. Well, he was 15 years. I had him for 13 years. And he was really one of the loves of my life. And I have a 19-year-old cat now who's blind. I have five other cats, and my wonderful Missy, my big Newfoundland dog. So they are our guides and our angels, and they're here to help us. But you've certainly drawn the right animals to you, and I think you'll continue to do that.
Okay. Yeah, he's very protective and jealous.
Oh, absolutely. He can't help that. He's such a guard animal. He reminds me of a big Mastiff guard dog, which is interesting to be in cat form. But he's very much your protector, and always has been and always will be. And you need to make sure you continue to tell him how much you appreciate that, because he needs your thanks. Even though you do it all the time energetically, just tell him how much you appreciate his support.
I will.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Lee. Bye.
Bye.
All right, the phone is ringing away, so dial up. Let's see, the 877 toll-free number is now available, 967-6762. Lee Lazarus appears to be drawing out the animal questions. There's an anonymous question I'm going to get to in a minute, but we have Krista from Harrisonburg on the line. Krista?
Yes.
It's your turn. Please ask your question.
Okay. Hi, Lee. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Krista.
I've been having a lot of dreams lately about water, and about it just seems like I've been attracted to water and streams, and I've been dreaming a lot about floating in streams, and I seem to be really attracted to the color aqua of late.
Well,
I was just wondering if there's what that symbolizes, and if there's anything that I'm missing in my life that I need to fill with that.
Thank you. What a wonderful, very thoughtful question. The color aqua goes between the blue and the green energy centers. The blue center is the throat center, which is about talking and sharing and truth. The green is the heart center, which is about emotion and balance. When you get between the two of those, that's the past life center. When I do past life regressions on people, when that center is very active, we tend to get a lot more very specific information. So what water tells, there are a number of things. Water tells you, number one, it's about making sure that you feel smooth and calm and balanced at all times. You don't want the rapids, you know, the white water rapids. You want everything to be very calm. The blues and greens are very indicative of a time period where you need to speak your truth. You need to make sure you're getting everything out. Don't not say things. Make sure that you're getting your truth out, and that you watch your emotions to see which, particularly people in your life, which people kind of upset your emotions, which people make you feel very calm, because it's very important for you to feel calm and balanced. Hydrotherapy is very good for you. Now, that simply means taking a longer bath, a longer shower, visiting the water. But it is the time when you're going to be bringing up old issues. So make sure that you pay attention. If you have dreams about something from the past. Really make sure you've worked through it, but you're on a very good path to growth. So I really have no concern about this. I think it's a very good sign that you're picking up your own growth very accurately. So congratulations. You're doing a good job.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to take this call. Lee, we have David from Appomattox. Hey, Dave.
Oh, hello. And listen, I've got an odd question. I'm selling my house right now, and it just seems as if I get to a certain point, and it kind of like fades away.
The sale fades away, or the energy around the house fades away?
I'm sorry?
The sale that may come up fades away?
Yeah, oddly enough, it's a very, very nice home. It's an old farmhouse, you know, with a lot of history. And, you know, I'm a bit sort of particular. And you see a lot of people that come through.
Right,
And you see someone you like, and they're thrilled, and it's a lot of different sort of emotions there. And then it kind of like there's so many different kind of things that happen. And I'm at a loss.
Right. No. I think one thing that I sense going on is that the house has an awful lot of energy, not good or bad, but just a lot of energy. There's a lot of history in the house. A lot of different types of energy flows have been in the house, which means a lot of different types of people. Lots of slow moving energy, but that's kind of counteracted with a lot of fast moving energy. So the house itself has a potential to be very nourishing, but the energy feels like it's moving in too many different directions right now. I think people feel attached to it, but then it's like, I don't know. Everybody's questioning everything. I think from your perspective, you really need to decide, yes, you want to sell the house, and you have to completely release it. It's still got, there's still a connection there. So you've got to say, I need to spend less time around the house. I need to make sure that I'm giving the house the freedom to move forward, because the house needs a little energy work, I think. You can get someone locally to come in maybe and see if the energy needs to be calmed down a little bit, because some areas may be too slow, some too fast. It's just not completely balanced, but you can do a lot of that because you have a connection. Just think about balancing the energy of the house so that it's not sort of off balance. I think it's just moving at different speeds at the same time.
That's brilliant. I mean, that's kind of my feeling as well.
Thank you.
No, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, David.
Bye.
All right. The phone lines are going. Let's see. We've had Appomattox and Harrisonburg and Nelson and Dyke. And here's Scott from Charlottesville. Hey, Scott.
Good morning. I'm the local county representative.
Thank you. Are you out of bed?
sort of puzzling reaction. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always enjoyed the water, enjoyed the ocean, and it's manifested by sailboats, and I love to sail and so forth. And at times it feels almost like that was sort of an innate condition in me from something else. It doesn't. My parents say that I always loved the water. We used to go to Cape Cod every year. So any comments on things like that are almost seem there from birth instead of sort of learned to enjoy?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And again, we've talked earlier about past life and or ancestral, you know, connections. And you absolutely brought that with you. My husband loves to sail too. He's quite the sailor and has loved it all of his life as well. And when you have that kind of water connection, it was like I was telling the person that called a little while ago, it's so important to make sure that you nurture that. And you, even if you can't go sailing, and I know in Charlottesville it's a little difficult to go sailing, if you can't be around the water as often as you'd like, make sure that you do have a fountain in your bedroom. Make sure you drink extra water. Bring that moisture into you, especially in the wintertime in Charlottesville when everything is dry. I see a lot of people that have a lot of water energy can get very distressed or at least a little irritated with the dry energy. So you always want to think that. But it's about the heart center, the throat center. It's about feeling that you're being honesty is very important to you. People around you need to be honest with you at all times. You have to be honest with yourself. That's just who you are. That's part of this water energy. So it has a huge spectrum. If we did an hour long reading, we'd probably talk 45 minutes about the type of energy flow that this is and how to choose things, make your energy feel as balanced as possible. But again, you know, a lot of times you're the second one today that's called in with a lot of water energy. You are already very balanced. You're doing a lot of the right things for yourself because you sense which way the current's moving. You know, you sense which way to flow. And it's important for you not to fight against the water. And I mean, that, of course, as life in general, really go with it. Don't step into other people's energy that upset you, because I think you're so honest and many people aren't. But I feel, again, as though you're doing the right things at the right time. So you're doing a good job.
All right, that's Scott from Charlottesville. Scott, thanks for representing the local townies, I think, as you put it. 1129 here on the Wake Up Call. Phone lines are open, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's the toll-free number, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, 979-0919. Lee Channing here in the studio with us today, our local area psychic, regular visitor to the show. Lee, here's a question or a comment from someone who called and wanted to remain anonymous. Vivid dreams of a border collie he used to own. Now, this is Sean's interpretation of the phone call.
Got it.
Dog died of cancer. In dreams, dog is trying to teach him through glass at airports, restaurants, etc.
Oh, fascinating. We could take a long time on that one, but when you have specific dreams about a specific animal, it's your it's your guide. I mean, this animal is the guide. Doesn't matter what the animal died with, whether it was cancer, you know, or old age. It really doesn't make any difference. The fact that there's a shield between the two energies now, that can certainly be the glass. I think I do a lot of dream interpretation, and I never use the books. I don't suggest anybody. It has to be very personal. I think this person is sensing that dog, sensing a separation from that dog, which, of course, is very simplistic, but actually very true. But yet you can see through it. That dog, I don't know how long the dog has been gone, but that dog is either back or coming back very, very soon. So I would tell that person, I would tell Anonymous to make sure and be ready to just be open. You don't have to go looking for, but that I think that animal is either back or on its way back. So I found that very exciting. That's a very positive thing.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. Don't forget, you don't have to be on air if you're concerned about that. But dial in 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, with Lee Channing here in the studio today. Lee, you're ready. We got Robert from Stanton. Hey, Robert.
Hello, Lee. How are you doing?
Hi, Robert. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call today.
You're welcome. What's your question?
I have a question about I've been looking to go out on my own as far as work goes. And I always seem to come up with reason after reason of keeping this stable, secure, but kind of a stifling lifestyle of work, work for the government. And I'm looking to get out on my own, perhaps be an author, publish my poetry, even perhaps get into mediumship. And it just seems to be one thing after another. Now, of course, it's the economy. I can't go out on my own now. Any ideas?
Well, sure.
How to overcome some of these obstacles in a positive way.
Well, sure. Three words: just do it. Sorry, that was my very curt answer there. But no, you have very powerful individual energy. You should be. I don't like the word should. Everybody says don't ever should on yourself, and that's true. But you have the ability to go wherever you choose to go. You literally need to do it. You need to step away from it. I would move. Carefully, just because, yes, of the economy, but you're not going to do anything without thinking it through very clearly anyway. I'm not saying tomorrow get up and make dramatic changes, but I would say over weeks or months, certainly not years, prepare yourself. You may want to do something sort of to gently move yourself into being totally self-sufficient, but I would say within a year, you can and should do that, because, you know, it's something that your energy doesn't need that confinement. It's like you're working in a little box, and that's not healthy for you. Some people flourish there. It's absolutely fine. That's where they need to be, and that's the type of energy that they have. Your energy is very open, very aware of everything around you, including every piece of your environment. Your environment is very important to you, particularly now. We go through different time periods every 2 or 3 years, but you need to go home, make sure you go through your bedroom or your kitchen and make sure everything looks and feels. That's going to give you more power to make this major career change. So start with the basics. Start with your home, your bedroom, your closet. Really make sure everything is the way you want it, and then that's going to go forward. So it's really, and you know exactly what I'm saying. I can feel your response, but so just start at the beginning, but keep it moving. You really are not a fearful person. There's a little fear in there, a little wait. Maybe I should wait. No, you shouldn't wait. It's time to do it, even though you can do it a little bit carefully, a little bit slowly, nothing to hold you back. So you just go for it, and you're going to do a great job. You have a lot to offer.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. That was Robert. We've covered the gamut. We've done a relationship early on. We did several
dogs, cats,
several, pet questions. Robert talking about his own business. Gentleman asking about selling his house.
Yeah. So
next
just
one's
pick
up
a
to
subject.
You.
Yeah. If there's anything you can think of we haven't talked about, call
979-0919-1877 WNRN Rocks. That is a toll free number if you'd like to use it. 1-877 WNRN Rocks. And 979-0919. Lee, well, can you help Rusty find whatever he's losing?
Rusty, what did you lose? Rusty's still wandering.
Yes, Rusty. Well, it's that yellow shirt.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Take the shirt off,
Stuff
Rusty.
He's supposed to be giving away. No, please.
Trade shirts with Rick.
I don't think that'll fit me. Let's go back to the pets for a minute. I brought Lazarus with me today. By the way, if you're interested in Lazarus, you can go onto the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA blog, and you can see pictures of Lazarus and read the little story about Lazarus and all the fun stuff.
Oh, it's wonderful. And he is a beautiful spirit.
And caller, hang on for just a second. But you mentioned several times during the other animal questions about pets teaching us things, and not just necessarily like the gentleman who was having dreams about his pet trying to teach him. But give me some example of that, because Lazarus came into my life somewhat. I didn't go looking for him.
Right.
Someone, a close friend, said, I think that this dog is good for you and you will be good for him. And I would think that many, many other people have had similar circumstances. How does that happen?
Oh, it's magic. No, it's amazing how animals find the people that they need to help. Okay, when I got my Pookie dog many years ago, he adopted me. I was in an apartment. I didn't have room for a dog. I went back 3 times. He was supposed to be euthanized. I went back the 4th time, and the next thing I knew, I've got a dog, you know. But I knew it. I could tell by looking in his eye. But dogs teach us, well, animals, dogs and cats we're talking about mainly because we spend more time with them. They teach us unconditional love. They teach us compassion. They teach us a level of responsibility that we may not have, especially as single people. Okay, you're a single, good-looking single man. You're not running around all the time. You know, you may have some nice dates and do this and do that, but you take your responsibility to Lazarus very, very seriously. That helps ground your energy. So he's not only you're already a responsible person. You did not need Lazarus to teach you responsibility, but he's there. He knows you're going to take good care of him. Dogs are very smart. And people say, well, I went to the Save the McIntyre Park Wednesday night, and the SPCA was there with 2 pit bulls. And one little girl, pit bull, female pit bull, was so afraid she wouldn't stand up. She would barely walk. So I can't imagine what human beings have done to her, but she's getting better. And we all have an opportunity, I think, and a responsibility to help any of the animals. But the first thing they teach us is just plain unconditional love. They don't judge us. You know, there's such company and such, not just to keep you company, but they offer you so much more than that. And I think it's very subtle energy that we pick up that we don't even realize sometimes.
All right, let's get back to that in a minute, because now both lines are full.
Okay.
And let's, Lisa was first. Lisa from Howardsville. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
It's a good day at the radio station.
Hi,
what
Lisa.
You got?
Well, it's funny because I'm calling with a dog question.
Okay.
We are looking to add a family member to our family, and I'm wondering if Lee has an idea of how long that would take. take and if we're going about it the right way for us, because we're trying to do this for the best situation for our family and our kids and where we live. And so
absolutely everybody that's called today has been perfect. Hang on just one second.
Let me shout this out, Lisa, not for any particular reason. The Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is a wonderful place. But in Howardsville, you were so close to my friends at the Nelson County SPCA, the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. So if you have an interest in getting a shelter pet, please make sure to visit them as well. Not just because you're in Albemarle County, come up, drive to Charlottesville and go to them. All right. I'll let Lee answer your question now.
Okay. It's back here. Yeah, you're doing things just the right way. You're being very thoughtful. And the odd thing is, it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, because Rick said earlier, well, the dog just sort of found him. I've had that happen too. I've had literally recently a cat show up on my porch and now he's mine. When I went to the SPCA, I used to go to talk to the animals once a week. I knew a lot of them weren't going to make it through the next week. I'd go and talk to them and try to, you know, soothe them. And this dog just adopted me. That does not always happen, because some families, you really do need to work it out so that you've got the right dog. And I think your heart and your mind is combined on this. So you're doing everything in the right manner. So I have no question with that. But I think the only thing you need to do is speed it up a little bit. I think you need to say, okay, we've met this, we've done this, we've checked that out, we've been here, we've been there. Let's say within the next short period of time, weeks, the next couple of weeks, we're going to find the right pet. Because I think, you know, the energy is a little bit like, well, maybe we'll wait, maybe we'll check that out. I think it's getting very close. So trust yourself, because you're going to make the right decision. I have no question about that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Bye.
You know, it's amazing. I don't ever remember all the times you've been on this program ever having so many questions about animals.
But well, it's Lazarus'
fault. Lazarus to the station, and everybody gets going. All right, I need to do this. I thought I'd done the wrong thing. I need to say hi to Cheryl. Cheryl, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Cheryl's from Front Royal. And Cheryl, because you're on the toll-free line, can I ask you to hang on while I do my next little radio station business?
Indeed.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Cheryl from Front Royal.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, The Hook. This week, McIntyre is the closest thing Charlottesville has to a Central Park. And with the construction of the Meadow Creek Parkway looming, a battle is brewing over what will become of the remaining land. Another blind date challenge takes place, this one with a radio show host, but thankfully not me after the woman's comments about that date. And learn more about the local food hub now going in Charlottesville. The Hook, no coupon needed because it's free every week. And let's also shout a thanks out to Blue Ridge Graphics. You can find them at Mead Avenue and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom t-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. All right, back in action with Cheryl from Front Royal. Cheryl, thank you for holding on. What do you have for Lee?
I was just curious as to... my life feels like it's all in flux right now. Like there's so many options, and I'm just not clear as to where I should be going.
Well, you're
so
right.
I don't know if you need more specifics than that.
Well, you know, specifics always help. But what's the number one thing that you need to make a decision on in the near future?
I would like to know whether I could continue my education in energetic healing. There's a second year class coming up, and I don't know whether I should, if it's offered in Atlanta, whether I should commute back and forth to there or wait till he offers a second year class here in Virginia.
Okay, well, that's a good one to ask and to answer, because that's a major decision. I don't think you would do well, I mean, I enjoy doing that long distance. I think I would wait. It doesn't feel like it's urgent to me for your well-being or for your career. I don't think it's something that you need to be rushing into. There's a lot of energy swirling around you at the moment. You know, that kind of chaotic movement of energy where you know it's going to be a little hard to focus on one thing at the moment. So I think what you need to do is hone your skills and doing the two or three or four things at the same time. Where even if that's even if that's work, two or three things at the same time, whether you can have different jobs or different environment within whatever you do, different people are going to be coming in and out of your life. So I think if you can settle into the chaos, for lack of a better word, I think that's going to be where you'll be much happier. Just to say, for the next few months, the next year even, things are going to be moving a little fast, but that's okay. I'm safe. Everything's going to be all right. Because I think when you get past this time period, everything will calm. This is just going to be a bit of a hectic time period for you.
So what color do you recommend I wear?
Yeah, you know, for you, I would go with the lighter shades. Of course, you know, you're very you have a lot of healing energy, so you've got a lot of the purples and the pinks and the, you know, the upper level. But I would go with those. I would keep the colors very calm, and I would say, you know, do the purple and the pink and the light blues. I wouldn't get a lot of the heavier, darker colors. Black is always safe for you, because as a healer, sometimes black, you know, is a very protective color. So you can wear anything other than the bright, bright color. You don't need more stimulation. You need to keep the energy calm, because internally you are always calm, but right now there's a lot of external energy flowing around. So I would go with the pinks and the purples and the light blues.
Thank you so much for your time. I've enjoyed this show very much.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Let me ask a follow-up question for Cheryl, 11:45 here on the Wake Up Call with Lee Channing. You said settle into the chaos.
Right.
How does anybody settle into the chaos?
I'm glad
especially
she didn't.
For someone who calls you because they're
chaotic.
I didn't even want to use that, but because right. It seems confused, sort of standing there in the circle, twirling around and not right. Sure which road to take.
Right. What you have to do is then stop your movement. The energy around this particular person, the energy around Cheryl is going to this is her energy plan. This is her lesson for the moment. And it's not to go with the flow. Earlier I told somebody to go with the flow. Cheryl needs to stop the flow. She needs to within her, she needs to stop and be calm. She has that ability. But around her, this energy is not ready to slow down. So it's like, you know, when you're in the eye of the hurricane, if you stand really still, you know, you may get hit. But you want to move a little bit, but stay in that center. She needs to be very centered and realize that if she keeps hoping tomorrow's going to be calm, it's not. She's got to say tomorrow may be a little crazy, just like today, but eventually this is moving towards a calmer energy flow, if that made any sense.
Well, hopefully it helped her. all right, 11:46, we have Lily from Nelson. Hey, Lily.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's your question?
Well, things have been kind of crazy, you know, with, like, jobs and money and things like that, but I think my immediate question would be whether or not when and if I'm going to sell my house and buy the house that I want.
Okay. That's a good question in today's. My husband is in real estate, and I know the market has been a little bit crazy for the past probably couple of years, it seems. But I feel like that your energy needs to ground itself very well into where you are now. So using that deep red energy, sort of the soles of your feet, you know, walk barefoot through your house, really ground into where
I
you are now.
I do that all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. No, good. Yeah, you really need to continue to do that, because by grounding into where you are now, you're going to give it more energy. You're going to give yourself more more energetic focus, because you have very strong energy, and you can't have it going two places at once. So
right.
Ground that energy in, and then start giving yourself, literally get a calendar and start giving yourself a few time limits by, you know, okay, by September 1, I want to have made a decision about this, and I'm going to do this with my house. I'm going to add a nice dark red rug at the entrance way. You know, I'm going to do a few things.
That's funny you say that, because I'm sitting in a dark red room.
Oh, good, because you know, really dark red. You're very easy to read. No, I'm teasing. You're as complicated as the rest of us. But, no, that's very healthy for you, because where you are is very important. Your physical surroundings, there was one other caller today, but you're even more so. Your physical surroundings are very powerful for you. So really feel good about your environment. Don't feel like you need to move, you're going to change. Ground yourself in, but at the same time work towards you know, giving that house the release that it needs. Because I feel just within a few months down the road, you're really going to be in a new energy space. And you're doing, again, so many people today are really doing the right things. I feel really good about that. So, you know, I think you are doing pretty much all you can do right now. So just stay the course.
Okay.
and keep that red going on for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right. 11:48 here on the Wake Up Call with Lee Channing. Let's see. We've gone from Appomattox to Front Royal, Harrisonburg, and now we're taking an anonymous call from Richmond. We are covering
the circle.
Hey. I have always worked in the animal field industry, working at farms or vet hospitals for several years, and I know I was put on this earth to help animals and to take care of them. I'm just not sure if working in vet hospitals, if that's the right place for me. I've never felt completely comfortable, and lots bothers me and hurts my spirit, and I'm just wondering where exactly my niche is.
Right. Well, you just sort of said what I was going to say. Again, everybody's reading themselves today quite well. You have such a mix of your connection to animals. There's so much love and so much devotion, and yet that energy that goes into the animals, you do end up, and I do too. I used to work with a lot of animals doing animal communication, animal behavior. I tend to work now with dying animals. I do volunteer, and I get to work as a vet tech when we do feral cat clinics, and I love that, but it's once a month. But I think you absorb a lot of the fear and the pain and the anguish that any animal is going through. So you need to find yourself a job where and the animals are at least mostly healthy. You know, that can be something like an animal daycare center, you know, a pet service. If you're working on a farm where the animals are well cared for and mostly healthy, I think to work now with injured or ill animals, it's just not where you need to be. The animals are very blessed to have you there, but you don't need to sacrifice that energy. You've done it a lot. You've shared with a lot. So I would go for working with even some of the animal organizations. I have a friend who works at HSUS. I know there are a lot of organizations that you can work where you can do things like reading and editing and writing and research where you're not, you don't need to be with the animals 8 hours a day, because I think it's, you've done that so much, you need a little time to sort of reorient your energy and turn it around a little bit. And I think you'll be able to find that. To me, I feel like you have all the qualities that you need, the qualifications, and I think you're going to be, it's one of those things, you're going to be in the right place at the right time. Just open the door and make sure you say, I don't really want to work with those animals right now that are injured and hurt. I'm going to work with animals that are healthier, and I think it's going to be there. And you do a great job.
All right, 11:51 on the wake-up call. Only 9 minutes left, so don't be hanging out, because it looks like we have at least one, if not two, calls, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, we have Victoria from Charlottesville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Victoria. What's your question?
My fiancé died 1 month ago today.
I'm sorry.
And I'm just wondering if you have any advice about how to get through it.
Well, that's very, as you know, very, very difficult. There's no way to make it easier for the moment, because time is the great healer when it comes to this. I think you have a lot of spiritual backbone. You have the ability to turn this into something that can really be nurturing and helpful for others. I just feel like that's part of your reason for being on the planet, is to help other people and to be there to help support others. But right now you need to make sure that you really go into your own pain. You go into that feeling of loss and sadness, appreciate it, respect yourself for everything that you have done and can do. But I feel like that you have to go literally one day at a time. I know that's sort of a saying that people don't want to hear, but I think that you are doing the right things. You need to make sure that you create a little ritual every day. Your energy will really settle into that, where every day at a certain time you light a candle and you have a little prayer or a little meditation, a little, you know, 5 minutes of quiet time. It doesn't need to be a lot, but make sure you pick a time during the day so that you don't feel like you are working at it all day. Pick a time to contact his spirit and say, you know, blessings to you, and light a candle, because you are getting brighter all the time. You have a lot of wonderful work to do, and I know this is very difficult, and I truly send you, you know, my love and support. There's no way to make it that much easier, but I feel like that when you look back on this, you'll realize how much you've learned and what a wonderful job you did.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Lee, is that, you know, I don't know how to carry over any I don't know how to match that right. with anything, someone who's lost such a key factor in their life.
Right.
But if you have something that seems to be overwhelming you on a regular basis, on a daily basis at this time in your life, is that a good way to do it, is to try and focus it all on specific times so that it doesn't overcome you otherwise?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And what you need to do is make sure that you can say, I'm going to have this time and that time today at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. I'm going to make sure that I do what I need to do. And that way you don't have to worry about it 24 hours a day. So if you can give yourself some time, you're doing the right thing for yourself.
All right. Well, we're going to run right into this then. Sean, make sure I'm reading this properly. Here's someone who didn't want to go on the air, Kelly from Charlottesville. Lost two friends in the early 90s, an ex-boyfriend from suicide, a close friend of heart failure. Any thoughts on how to handle this, and how can Kelly reach Lee?
You know, it's really difficult. Well, first of all, my website is spiritsevolving.com, and my local number is 434-984-8550. And it's very similar to what I just, told the last caller. It's really interesting when you realize that my father was dying with cancer, and I thought, gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. And as soon as I realized that it was his death and not mine, I let it go. I sat with him for 32 days. I learned so much about the physical body. And when I look back, I was so blessed. Not that a death is something to be thankful for, but if you can find that silver lining, you know, you can say, I can learn from this, I can grow through this, and you really do. So if you can put your grief in a very safe place, recognize it, never hide it, recognize it, and go from there, you will find that these experiences can really give you power and strength to let your spirit grow into the place it needs to be.
All right, 11:55 here on the Wake Up Call. Time for at least one more call if you'd like to be the person on air at the Wake Up Call with Lee Channing. 979-0919 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Some special thoughts out to Kelly and Victoria for their concerns. And it is www.spiritsevolving.com to reach Lee.
Right. I've had a lot of people try Spirit Evolving, and finally they get to me and go, I've been emailing you for, 2 weeks, and it's Spirits with an S. So,
Lee, I see the phones ringing, but let me ask you this real quick because we were promoting this. There's a recent study done by University of Virginia School of Medicine at the Parapsychology Division. It was published. The reports were published also in the, aside from the Journal of American Society for Psychical Research.
You said it.
It was also in the Weekly World News, which tends to take away a little bit from it, I would assume. Anyway, the parapsychology research from the UVA School of Medicine says that over 50% of American people have psychic research or have experienced some sort of psychic vision or something. Your comments on that?
Well, you sent me this by email and I read it, and I'm a little surprised that the number is so low. It says 53% of Americans had some type of psychic experience at least once. My experience, and of course, I do tend to draw the people that are more apt to believe in it. My guess is that it's actually more than that. But when I read that 14% of the townspeople and 25% of the students had out of body experiences, that's pretty powerful, because that's one of the most powerful experiences that we have. But I think that people tend to negate a lot of experiences. So I think the percentages are higher. But I think that if you trust yourself and you trust those little magic things, the deja vu, the things that happen in your life, I think almost everyone, honestly, almost everyone should be able to look back and go, well, yeah, that was sort of beyond my normal senses. And I think that's what they're talking about, things that seem beyond their normal senses, which actually, of course, I find very normal. But I think it's fascinating, and I think it's worth people checking it out.
Sean, was that last call a question? Just want to come on air, because we got just a moment or so left. And Sean's writing it down as best he can.
Thank you, Sean.
Let's see, Albemarle person, here, you can read this one.
All right. Anonymous from Albemarle. She and her husband are thinking of moving to Montana and homesteading. They have jobs, they have two young children, and they would like your advice on how to focus on what they want and how to break it down to help them decide whether or not this is something they should be doing.
Well, I can make it actually quite simple. I do not feel like this is the time for them to be moving to Montana. As soon as you said that, I went, it feels like it's premature. I think it needs more time, more thought. Montana doesn't even feel very welcoming to this particular family at the moment. I would say, you know, erase all of this, give it 6 or 8 months, go back and rethink things again, and see if there's some more clarity of thought. It just doesn't feel like it's the right time.
All right, and that does it. Good timing. 11:59 here in the Wake Up Call to finish up. If you want to read more about that psychic experience study that was done, www.seavillenews.com. It was at Waldo Jaquith's site, the link for that. If you missed all of this and you want to hear the whole hour, www.seavillepodcast.com. And you can find Lee at spiritsevolving.com.
That's right, Rick. Thank you so much for having me. My beautiful granddaughter, Ava, is here, and my daughter, Lisa, and Lazarus is still wandering around. So it's been a wonderful day. Thank you so much for having me.
And let me toss this out so we don't get fined. I thought I did this. But this is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS-FM Sweetwater Amherst Lynchburg. That might have saved me $5,000. Next week we'll be doing something on the Galileo Project, which is magnetic radiation and how it affects people in a disease way. Thanks, Lee.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lee. Say bye.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.